Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. The other day, one of my Flower Boss Academy members sent me this quote, and I think it's so helpful for all of us to come from this perspective in our business. And the quote that she sent me said, "My business can only grow to the level that I grow to." And that thought process is so helpful for us as business owners, is that our business is a direct reflection of the amount of energy, effort, and intention we are putting into our own growth. So if we want our businesses to grow, it's we as the CEO who need to grow first. And this is what I love about being a creative entrepreneur, is that it is just this vehicle for personal development, self-help, and channeling Oprah. I think that's so fun. Like, how fun is it to be like, I get to use my business as a vehicle for my own personal development? And I remember, like, back in the corporate world, and those of you guys who had desk jobs will know these, but like, whether it was a lunch and learn, whether it was conferences, there was always like, HR was always like pushing on us, like corporate development, which sounds really unsexy, but I'm like, no, let's go into personal development and the self-help section at the bookstore. And you are probably a lot like me, where we discovered the self-help section as a very young age. Those of us who grew up with Oprah, it's like, we just have her in the back of our heads. Chicken Soup for the Soul was my first endeavor. Then I got into, I think it was like in 17 magazine, they talk a little bit about self-help and astrological signs and all of these different tools that we can use to help us, guide us along the way in our own journey. And one of the things that I started doing, like I started doing it even before we moved to Australia. So that's like circa early 2000s, which makes me just feel old. I'm like, these were the days when the dinosaurs roamed and Google wasn't a thing. I have been a huge fan of listening to books on audio tape. And just the fact that I use the phrase audio tape shows y'all how old I am. But my mom and I, huge fans of books on tape, and then it was CDs on tape, and then it was Audible. And I have been a subscriber of Audible for forever. But one thing that I have started to adapt, and I started doing this about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's been super helpful. So I am obviously a huge podcast fan. I'm a huge person who loves listening to books on tape, and I love personal development. But one thing I have found really helpful is to actually make time to sit down and read. I do believe that for us, because we are visual designers, that we design with color and texture and shape and form and symmetry and asymmetry, that words on paper hit differently. And that's coming from somebody who did not learn to read from a young age. Like, talk about like being behind the curve. Also, really understanding that I am dyslexic. So this is coming from somebody who isn't. I would not consider myself a fast reader. I am not an avid reader. But I'm really starting to understand that my brain processes the written word very differently than the way I would from an audible point of view, because I'm such a visual creature. Having said that, I don't really have the attention span where I can sit down for multiple hours at a time and read. Like, I could not sit down for a full day and sit and read a book, but I can build up the habit, and I have built up the habit of reading anywhere between 3 and 10 pages a day, like maximum 10 pages. And I look now and I see how many books I've read, like actually physically read in the last 12 months, simply because I have built the habit of reading 10 pages a day. This isn't something that's like going to take forever amount of time. This is, for me, this is just part of my morning routine. It helps me get my brain in a good space. It helps me focus. It helps me get into a more positive can-do energy. I find it really helpful. I also thought, regardless of whether you actually sit down and read books, whether you get them from the library, whether you have a Kindle, whether you listen to them, I know everybody's always super keen to be like, what books are you reading, Kathleen? What books would you recommend? So I'm like, hey, I'm going to put a podcast together that's like, here's the top 5 books I have read in 2023. I'm also actually going to talk about 3 other books that I would say I do think could be part of every Flower Boss's book library. The 3 books I'm going to talk about, I have both on audiobook. How are words so hard? I have them both on audiobook as well as the actual physical printed version. That's how much I love them. So both if I want to listen to it or if I want to just, I need a little bit of inspiration, a couple of these books, I'll just flip open and be like, any page will do. Thank you very much. However, it doesn't matter. If you're a sit down and read kind of person, if you're a listen while I'm out walking the dog, listen while I'm out driving to the market, driving back to the market, doing deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing, you know how you learn best. I thought it could be super helpful to also remind you that your local library is a great resource for books. One of the reasons that I love the local library is that it makes me feel very abundant because it's free. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That we get access through our council rates to this amazing resource. And the library infrastructure over here is one of my favorite things because it's set up for lazy people like me. So I can log on to the like book index on their website and I can place a hold on a book and they will bring it to my local library, which is about 10 blocks away. I get notified when the book is available for me. The books are all set right at the front of the library. I just bing, 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 check it out. It's amazing. One of the things, though, that I love about, I was about to say hiring books, renting books from the library, borrowing books. We will use the proper terminology. Borrowing books from the library is that for me, I have zero expectation that I need to finish it. So it's like we already go in. If you have that perfectionist mentality, that overachiever mentality, that I bought this book, therefore I have to finish it and I have to waste all of my time and energy finishing this book, even though it's not really helping me and I could be spending other things on my time. That whole thought process, I totally have that thought process. For me, it feels very low risk to be able to borrow books from the library because I'm like, oh, I mean, I got no skin in the game. I haven't paid for this book. I could totally read the first 20 pages. And if I'm not jiving with it, I just send it back. So I love that. But that has also, that whole thought process has also been super helpful for me in helping me expand my horizons when it comes to reading some kind of non-traditional, whether you want to call them business books, entrepreneur books, self-help books, personal development books, Flower Boss books, really getting into this diversity of information, training, and really looking at different areas of whether it's psychology, whether it's mindset, whether it's other creative endeavors, whether it's coaching tools, coaching resources, habits of successful people, like all of this kind of looking outside of the traditional spaces for insight and guidance and then thinking about how we can even apply it to our own business. So I'm going to go through the top 5 books. All of these I originally got at our local library. None of them are new. In actual fact, many of them are from the 80s. So it's very possible that your local library will have copies of them. It's so fun. It's so fun. Like, this should just be an endorsement for everybody signing up for their local library. I'm going to go through my top five books of 2023, and then I'm also going to talk through three other books that I highly recommend. If anybody's ever asking about my book recommendations, these will always be my three. And if you're looking for a gift for Christmas, if you're like trying to give other people ideas of what to get you for Christmas or your birthday or whatever it is that you celebrate, give them this list and or check out your local library. So the first one I want to talk about is from 1982. So it's almost as old as I am. It's just so cool. It's so cool. It's a super short book and it's called Creative Visualization. Obviously, as creatives, this can be super helpful for us. But essentially, I should just say it's from Shakti Gawain. And my mom has given me a few of her different resources and books and daily meditations and all these different resources. So she's not necessarily somebody who's like new in on the market, but she's been around. Like, I want to say she's probably been around longer than Byron Katie, but she grew in popularity in probably late 70s, early 80s through the 90s. And she's a very creative thinker. But what she does in the Creative Visualization book, it's a very short book. It's very simple. She literally teaches you what you need to know in chapter one. And then for the next like 20 chapters, like her chapters are like 2 pages. So it's really not that long of a book. But what she teaches you is different ways to come at your creative visualization practice. Some people will refer to this as their approach to meditation, but I know for me, one thing that has been super helpful that I learned really early on as a floral designer, and if you do big events and if you're prepping for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, or doing a workshop, a creative visualization exercise can be as simple as doing a mental dress rehearsal. But the reason that I love her book is because she makes creative visualization make sense. She talks about how it really opens up your thinking. It opens you up to new ideas, but it also really is one of those shortcuts to set you up for success. And the way that she talks about it, I think this whole summary is super helpful, but psychologists have shown that visualization methods can all create the right path to the success that we desire or whatever it is that we are after. So being able to build up a creative visualization exercise for the archway that you're going to create this afternoon, or for the workshop that you're putting on Saturday, or for the flower shop, amazing, beautiful retail space that you haven't yet found, or the $1 million that you want to create in your business. Going through her exercise has been so helpful for me because she breaks it down into what feels like very practical step-by-step instructions. And it's not this total like woo-woo or like, you know, just go with your feelings and go with your gut. It's like, no, here's your process. Here's how to sit your ass down in the chair and meditate. Or sit your ass down in the chair and set the timer for 5 minutes and envision the steps that you're going to take when you are going to create that archway. Because the beautiful thing, and she talks about this a lot in this book, but the beautiful thing is that your human brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So if you're into manifestation, you will know this practice very well. But even if you're not, as a creative, this is so helpful because we're so wrapped up, and I am so always wrapped up, and it's so much easier for me to stay in the doing versus taking the time to think through, okay, what is it that I want? And let's envision myself at that point in my business. Those of you guys who are inside the Flower Boss Academy, you will know about all of the future self work that we do. This is that practice in a very practical sense. So if you are looking for a book that's going to help you increase your creativity, get clear on the business or the vision that you want for your life, if you are looking for a structure to follow, if you know you want to create a meditation practice, then I highly recommend this book. Again, it was originally written in the 80s, so I will say your local library will have a copy of it. And you can always just read the first couple chapters, and if you decide it's not for you, you got nothing to lose. But I will just say, I think this summary is really good, because when asked the question, who should read this book? If you are any one of these three people, anyone who has a dream, ambition, or wants to achieve anything, anyone who wants to be in control of their destiny, and those who lack faith in their life. If that's you, if you have put yourself in any one of those three categories, then I highly recommend this book, because it will really teach you how to use your creativity and how to use your imagination to create what it is that you want in your life and in your business. Book number two is called Change Your Questions, Change Your Life. And it's written by Marilee Adams. And again, this is a super simple, super fast read. You can totally flip through and just look at the chapter headings and get a sense of what it is that she is teaching you. But essentially, if you need some structure to build up a self-coaching practice, if you know that you are the person in the way of you creating the business that you want to create, this book is super helpful. It's not even to say that all 12 questions, like she teaches you 12 different questions to ask yourself, but it's not even to say all 12 questions that you have to do all of the time. But this is the book where I learned that question of what assumptions am I making? And I talked about that in last week's podcast episode, but that one question has been so helpful in terms of communicating with a team, communicating with customers, digital marketing, understanding our customers' needs, understanding where our customers' like frustrations or disappointments are coming from. It's also been super helpful in communicating with my own business partner / husband. Because, wow, like let's talk about assumptions that I make in those communications. So if you work with anybody in your own family, that's a great question to ask yourself, but it's also a really great book to get your hands on. So change your questions, change your life. Because this is really about seeing our own blind spots and understanding that it's our thinking that always gets in the way of us creating the results that we want to create in our own business. So I highly recommend this one because it's really helpful in terms of asking yourself better questions, asking questions, whether it's to your team, people that you work with, or just really playing around in terms of opening up to new possibilities, seeing things from a totally different point of view, and just seeing how much we all, and like by our own primitive brains programming, but we all really limit our choices. And this is really helping get out of the all or nothing thought process. So if you're in this, like, I want to take my business to the next level, I can't figure out how to get myself out of the funk that I'm in, I'm so frustrated with my staff, customers, business, spouse, wholesalers, whatever it is, could be frustration with the algorithm. Like if you're sitting in resentment and frustration, this is a great book to give you back your own personal power and help you shift your own perspective so that you can show up as a better version of yourself and show up in a way that provides more leadership to the people around you. Book number three. And this one, like, talk about coming out of left field. The book is called The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide. So it was written by Jenna Fischer, who played Pam on The Office. And she wrote it because she wanted other actors to know the experience of what it's like to build up and become a paid actor. And I swear, if you switched actor for creative entrepreneur, it's so helpful. Because if you don't know anything about Jenna Fischer's story, she was in Hollywood for, I think, 8 years. 8 years of auditions, 8 years of trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to be doing, 8 years of rejection, failure, this isn't working, am I meant to do this work, maybe I'm not cut out for this, maybe I should move back to my hometown and just go out and get a real job. Like very similar narratives to what you and I go through when we are on the journey of building our business. And she just has a very matter-of-fact way of talking about it. She has some great anecdotes in terms of what it's actually like to get rejected for a job that you thought you were a shoe-in for, what it's actually like to not play the part, not fit the role, what it's actually like to, you know, walk into an audition and literally see another 25 people all with the same colored hair, same white button-down shirt, like everybody actually does look the same. And what can you do to separate yourself from the crowd? And the real like hustle and putting yourself in really uncomfortable situations because this is what you want to do. And it was a super fast read, super simple, but it was so helpful to be like, you know what? It's not just floral designers who are struggling with maybe I'm not meant to do this work. This is too hard. Why would anybody buy from me? Like the true self-doubt, imposter syndrome, how much energy and effort do I actually want to put into building my dream business? And recognizing like that's not unique to creative entrepreneurs. That's not unique to floral designers. It is literally the path of how any like creative person who wants to get paid for what it is that they do, whether you're an actor, whether you are a writer, whether you are a painter, graphic designer, web designer, like whatever your passion is, if you want to make money from it, just hearing her stories of it and the level of rejection and the sacrifices that she made, I have found so helpful because it makes me recognize, oh, right, I'm doing it right. Like most of what I'm trying isn't working. This is taking way longer than I thought it would. Nothing's gone wrong here. If Jenna Fisher can finally land her dream role after 8 years, 8 years of trial and error, I'm like, oh, I will keep going. I will absolutely keep going. So that book is called The Actor's Life, A Survival Guide, written by Jenna Fisher. Number four, and I know I've talked about this one on the podcast before because this is actually one that I ended up going out and buying my own copy of it because I found it so helpful. Like it actually just sits on the coffee table because it's one of those literally written in like 2 to 3 page chapters. But whether you are navigating failure, whether you're like, oh my God, I need a little bit of a pep talk, like highly recommend this one. For me, this has like become almost, I guess, my equivalent of just having a copy of the go-to guide for people who want to achieve big goals. But it's called The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be by Jack Canfield. And this I originally got at the library, and then I probably got about 20 pages into it, and I was like, it's not one of those books that you're going to sit down and read cover to cover and then be like, oh, okay, great, I'm going to get to work on implementing it. But because it's written in, what is it? There are 64 timeless principles used by successful men and women throughout history. And the way that this book is described is the success principles would teach you how to increase your confidence, tackle daily challenges, live with passion and purpose, and realize all of your ambitions. For me, it's been so helpful to normalize the fact that we're not going to hit a home run every single time out. Most, if not all, successful people have doubled down simply on perseverance, on grit, on making shit happen, on doing the hard things, and finding ways to circumnavigate challenges, having a way to give yourself a pep talk, and just recognizing like the journey isn't smooth, and that's okay. So this one's been super helpful just in terms of picking it up, and you can jump in if you were trying to figure out how to navigate rejection, if you're trying to figure out how to get clear on your goals, if you're trying to figure out I'm at a fork in the road, which path should I take? This one I think could be, and it's in my like go-to foundational Flower Boss books, and it's one that I've added to my repertoire this year. Again, it's from the early 2000s, so it's not anything brand new, but it's just so comprehensive, but also so concise. I never thought I'd be able to use those two thoughts in one sentence, but highly recommend. But again, I originally got it from the library, and then I went out and bought a copy. And then number five is Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, How We Can Learn to Fulfill Our Potential by Carol Dweck. And Carol Dweck is one of the founding brains, like the original scientists who really started to dive into the world of positive psychology and understanding. She really like started this from the educational perspective. And she tells this story of when she was in elementary school, in one of her classes, they used to line all the students up by IQ, like quite literally. They would put everybody in order of their supposed level of intelligence. And when I heard that, and even just telling that makes me feel sick. It just makes me feel sick in terms of like what we do, what we are taught, and the structure that we are kind of forced into in our own education system in terms of unconscious beliefs that like we have developed since we're at such a young age about what your capability is, how intelligent you are, you know, how worthy you are, whether you are of this level of intelligence or that level of intelligence. Like, I cannot even imagine. My brain has so much negative thinking and unhelpful stories around not being intelligent enough that I could not even imagine what my brain would do if I was in a classroom where we were rank ordered by IQ. It just makes me nauseous to think of it. However, having said that, that story makes me realize, like, whether or not you were ranked in IQ in your classroom, we all grew up in this education system that has reinforced our supposed worthiness and ability to be able to achieve big goals. And she talks you through so many incredible experiences, and she's applied so much of her learning to education and sports, business, and just so many different sectors. And she walks you through so many different perspectives and so many different like true studies and then anecdotes within her experience and then others that have studied positive psychology. But it's been so helpful to just hear other people's perspectives and really learn how to call myself out on which mindset I'm in. So she talks about having a growth mindset, or she talks about having a fixed mindset. And from a growth mindset perspective, it's your ability to learn new things, being open to new ways of doing things, learning how to talk positively to yourself, learning how to really be your biggest supporter, and really understanding that your success isn't predetermined and that your intelligence isn't predetermined. And she talks a lot about, in comparison to a fixed mindset, it's like you have to just be okay with what you're given. And you have to feel a discomfort of just settling for what is. And she just comes at the whole mindset game from a very practical, pragmatic perspective that has just been so helpful. And it's been filled with so many anecdotes that I just like blew my mind. So it's another book that I originally got from the library and then ended up actually buying a copy because it's kind of in my, what I would consider like Kathleen's Flower Boss Basics library. So Mindset by Carol Dweck. The other three that I just want to talk about, and I won't go into too much detail, but if you are looking for like absolute must-have books in your Flower Boss library, these are the other three that I would add. So Atomic Habits, which you've probably heard tons of people talk about, but again, that's a book that I have on Audible. And then I also have the actual printed version of it. And I think I've listened to it 5 or 6 times. Again, it's one of those where you can keep coming back to it. You can keep revisiting it because you can keep refining and changing things. But he makes the whole idea of like achieving really big goals teaches you some very practical ways to just get started today. And we're so good at setting really big goals and then never achieving them. But he's really good at set the really big goal and then let's break it down and go through this step by step and just start really integrating the habits into our daily life so that we can become the kind of person that then actually achieves the big goal. The second book that I cannot recommend enough is Personality Isn't Permanent by Benjamin Hardy. This was a book that I read, my coach recommended it 3 years ago. It fundamentally changed the way I show up in the world. Like, fundamentally changed. it really helps you understand how much we pigeonhole ourselves based on like personality tests or astrological signs or whether you're Enneagram or human design, like whatever kind of filters you're putting on yourself. It's very easy for us to use that as our own limitation. And the way that he teaches you to look at some of these constructs for me has been so helpful. I think it's so surprising. I shouldn't say it's surprising. I think you are surprised. Humans are surprised when I tell them I'm so incredibly introverted and I don't really love being around groups of people. I have developed social anxiety and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm super like, I don't want to be in a room with a huge group of people. Everybody's like, but you're a podcaster and a YouTuber. Like, you're always on Instagram. And I'd be like, yeah. Because those behaviors are in line with my goals. Those behaviors are in line with what it is that I want to achieve and the impact that I want to have in this industry and the humans that I want to help. So I'm willing to put myself in harm's way to achieve those goals, to become that person. I learned all of that in that book, Personality Isn't Permanent. The third one is you are a badass at making money. Again, I have this on Audible and I have the printed book. And this is one of those when you feel yourself in a money scarcity headspace, get her in your head. She is so good at making you laugh. She is so good at helping you believe that you can make more money, even if your current reality doesn't reflect that. Even if you didn't come from a background where you were surrounded by people who earned high salaries or had their own businesses, even if you can feel yourself getting sucked into the vortex of the scarcity mindset that is so prevalent in the floral design industry. So You're a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. Highly recommend. Okay. That's a lot of book recommendations, my friends. But again, I'm just going to go back to one thing I said at the very beginning. I don't sit down and read a book cover to cover in a very short period of time. But instead, I sit down and every day I read somewhere between 3 and 10 pages. Some days it's 3. Some days 3 feels like a struggle. Some days it's a fast read and I can just kind of zoom through 10 pages. So I highly recommend that it's just like you just break it down into step by step as opposed to thinking you need to clear your calendar and make time for reading books, because I don't know about you, but I don't have the attention span, nor is that how I'm going to choose to spend my time. Alas, if you are driving to and from the wholesaler, please drive safe. Please, please drive safe. Get some sleep, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and I will talk to you again next week.